This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Almost all of us are affected by the price of health insurance, and who doesn't want to see it go down? Our next guest has been invited to talk about that tonight at the University of Alaska Southeast Egan Lecture. Jason Gauthier is Vice President of Sales and Strategic Market Development for Moda, and that's a Portland-based health insurance company. He also serves on the University of Alaska Board of Directors and is a former student of UAS. So, Jason, I am going to just cut to the chase. How come health insurance costs so dang much in Alaska?
Well, that's a very good question, a very reasonable question that's got a very long and convoluted answer, but I think it really ties into the overall cost of healthcare in Alaska, and it's a tough nut to crack. I do think the market has stabilized somewhat in recent years. Moda, my company, is actually in the individual market. We filed a small rate decrease for the upcoming plan year in 2022, so that's certainly some good news for consumers, but Alaska is a small market in terms of population. It's about 710,000 people, roughly, that live in the state. It is, from a provider perspective, not overly competitive, and it is expensive to recruit to for care, and the cost of care really translates directly into health insurance premiums. And there's been, you know, some relief in the market. The state of Alaska and the Division of Insurance have done a wonderful job, I think, stabilizing the individual insurance pool. And we're starting to see some rate stabilization as well in the employer markets. But I'll be the first to tell you that I completely understand and sympathize. You know, I lived in Alaska for 17 years and consumed my fair share of healthcare there. I had two kids that were born in Alaska, so I know how it goes and how it feels. And I think the market is starting to improve, but there certainly is still more room for improvement.
So what makes Alaska the kind of market that you don't have very many providers? Because that seems to be the problem, is that without competition, you don't have prices that are competitive.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, I think. You start looking, you know, in the provider world, I mentioned it can be difficult to recruit to Alaska. It's, you know, like many other industries, the cost of labor is high, and you start looking into, you know, what it takes to move people up and recruit people to Alaska. I mean, even in the hospital world, you know, you get outside of Anchorage, and most communities have one hospital, and we're a market based economy, and sometimes a lack of competition can lead to higher prices. And I think that translates a little bit into the health insurer world as well. There's really four primary players in the health insurance market in Alaska. You have Moda, Premera, Aetna, and United. And there's a few others that float around kind of on the edges there, but in a state of 710,000 people, or, you know, roughly thereabouts, it somewhat limits the options.
Are there any legislative actions that could be taken or anything that could be done to improve the climate for attracting insurers to Alaska?
Well, I think the Division of Insurance has done a fair amount of work on that. And I'll give you, I think, a great example of it. So Moda Health, my company, we did participate in the individual market in Alaska up until the end of 2016, when we had to exit the individual market in the state due to a whole variety of factors. But one of the reasons why we decided to not participate was, you looked at the overall climate, and back on 2015-16, there were significant double-digit rate increases in the individual market, and we didn't feel that at the time it was tenable to continue. And so Alaska, in the individual market, it went on with one carrier in that individual market, which was Premera, for several years. And in that time frame, the Division of Insurance in the state of Alaska were able to secure what's called the 1332 waiver from the federal government that allowed the state to form a reinsurance pool to cover the cost of higher claims. And that led to a significant amount of rate stabilization in that individual market. And it is a significant reason why we were able, Moda was able to re-enter that individual market in 2020.
When you give your Egan lecture, what are going to be some of the golden coins that you're going to toss out, nuggets of information that we can keep that will help us?
Good question. So in terms of nuggets of information that you can keep, one is that, you know, despite all of the issues, I think you're starting to see more and more rate stabilization in the Alaska market. And to me, that's key, because while it remains expensive, you're not seeing the really, really big increases, you know, the 20s and 30% year over year that you saw in the earlier part of the last decade. And to me, that's a significant part in the overall, I don't know, I would use the term recovery, but you start looking at where the healthcare market in Alaska, I think, is going in the next 5 to 10 years, and having more and more stabilization and more collaboration in that market is going to be critical. And you're starting to see more and more of that in all kinds of different areas in Alaska, which I think is fantastic.
Well, I hope that that all pans out. And thanks so much for being here with us. And I hope that that people benefit from hearing your lecture, that they have some takeaways.
Well, I hope so too. And thank you for the opportunity. It was great to talk to you, Rhonda.